journey to explore these questions. I've read extensively about cult mind control, propaganda techniques, the pathology of narcissists and sociopaths, and the innate human urge to belong. We're all complicated. But there are some common traits that every human being possesses, and I have a burning desire to share them. I wrote this book because I sought to understand why I made the choices I made in my life so I could better understand why others make their choices. When it comes to voting for a leader, I usually think, I'm sure I know exactly who the right choice should be. So when I see others voting for the opposite, I'm in the, I would never be that stupid, how could anyone fall for that camp? But when people say that to me, I feel misunderstood, shamed, and separate. I lose all my compassion and react with the same arrogant, self-righteous judgment towards them. Before I go down this rabbit hole, let me be clear. This is not a memoir. I have a graduate degree, I'm an experienced researcher, and I approach this as a science project of sorts. I'm not going to give you 10 ways to have a meaningful dialogue with someone in the other camp. Politics today has gone way beyond a let's agree to disagree scenario. And I don't expect at the end of this journey that we'll all hold hands and sing Kumbaya. This is not about policy or political ideology or even the guru or our political leaders, as much as it is about the followers from the viewpoint of a follower. The Holocaust or any genocide instigated by a narcissistic authority does not happen because of one man. It is the collective consciousness of their followers that supports and enacts those atrocities. And even if a leader is voted out of office, this does not mean those followers will not make a martyr out of them and carry their twisted ideology into the future. The inspiration for this adventure came from a statement that a woman made during a book club meeting. This little club is a group of men and women about my age who read unconventional Christian-oriented books and get together to drink coffee and discuss them. They invited me to the group because the organizer thought I'd be an interesting additive, sort of like a weird spice in the soup. One morning, we were talking about verses in the Bible that everyone agreed was just nonsense. One woman said, "Yeah, when the priest says stuff like that, I just let it wash over me and ignore it." I thought, why? It's bullshit. Why do we let them get away with that? Why do we not challenge them right then and there? Why do we keep returning and let them continue to indoctrinate us without protest? Then I thought, oh, I know, duh. I let that happen to me for 25 years. When I left that morning, I drove to work and the outline for this book poured out of my mind like a cracked spigot. I thought, maybe I can turn my experience in a cult into something useful. But useful to whom? I wrote the first few chapters about my family and my early childhood, hoping there might be some clue in there that would be helpful to understand why I did the things I did. As a hobby, I love to buy and gather beads and make them into necklaces. I pick out colors and shapes and string them into patterns. Sometimes I don't like where I'm going and I unstring them and start all over again. But you have to start with the first bead. These chapters are like that necklace. One chapter leads to the next. I started from the beginning because where else would you start? I read the first chapter to a friend who's known me since I was a little girl. We had a pleasant time reminiscing, but then she got serious. She's a psychotherapist, and after she listened to the chapter, she asked me, "Who is your audience? You sound like you're trying to explain yourself," she said. Oh, crap, I thought. I don't know. I'm just stringing beads at the moment. You mean now I have to think about this? Maybe I am trying to explain myself. Maybe I'm grappling with shame, like when I hear, "How could anyone be that stupid?" After my visit, I thought about it. Who is my audience? What do I want to accomplish with my story? I must admit, for a half a second there, I honestly fantasize that I'm writing this for the other side. Maybe if I wake them up, help them realize that they've been duped, manipulated by a narcissist, I could save the world. No doubt that's exactly what they think about me,